In 1895, another innovative physician, William Roentgen, discovered X-rays. He named them after himself, as any self-respecting scientist would. He called them roentgenograms. This gives us more insight into how to treat a patient and visualize what's wrong with them. This happy-looking fellow was Wilhelm, and the picture that you see here in the corner is actually the first picture he had taken and was able to publish. It's his wife's hand. With this development, we now need to have technicians who can take those pictures and specialized physicians, radiologists, who can interpret them. It wouldn't be long before we built on this technology and have MRIs, CAT scans, and PET scans. Then we need people and companies to make this equipment and even more research and development into new techniques and ways to make these huge machines. There were many new careers that grew from this innovation. Around that same time period, Sigmund Freud was studying the conscious and unconscious mind. You should know him as the father of psychology and psychiatry. His insights led to the beliefs that there are reasons why people do things and it's worth talking to people about. There is value in working through feelings, which is commonly called therapy. With these developments, careers in this area now include therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, technicians, basically all kinds of mental health professionals at many levels.